In 1870, the Mettmann district administrator wrote,
"Not only is the scope of mining work in this district expanding rapidly every year, but the risks appear to be growing as well. There must be some 600 people employed in mining now, and last year no few of them died during their labours. This may reflect poorly on the effectiveness of all the police regulations, but these at least counteract the negligence and daredevilry that often prevail during extraction work."
Work in the Neander Valley's limestone quarries was backbreaking and, given the regular explosions, hazardous. Here at the eastern entrance to the former gorge, the last vestiges of the industry can still be seen. The lime kiln on the opposite bank was used to make quicklime. The chunks of limestone were transported by rail over a bridge. The piers of the bridge are still standing. The Düsse flows through limestone deposits here. Limestone was an important feature of local life for many years. Not far away are the ruins of walls, over 1,000 years old, which were built using mortar made from limestone. The stone, most probably, came from the Neander Valley. Initially, the limestone was only used by farmers as mortar for the walls, to fertilize the fields, to whitewash walls, and in the construction of their half-timbered houses. In the 18th century, when quicklime grew in popularity as a fertilizer, the farmers not only extracted limestone for their own use, but also sold it as a secondary source of income. The limestone was burned immediately where it had been extracted. When wandering through the Düsse Valley, we often see small quarries and mounds of earth, the leftovers from former lime kilns. The kilns were usually built into the walls, helping to secure them and keeping heat loss at a minimum. Inside the kilns, alternate layers of coal and limestone were arranged over wood, which provided the heat. The burning process served to remove the carbonic acid from the limestone, a step required for manufacturing whitewash and mortar. One of the old lime kilns has been restored and partly reconstructed, the Hüppertsbracken, which can be seen upstream from here in the direction of Gruten. Limestone extraction became increasingly important for heavy industry in the mid-19th century. As a result, the simple lime kilns gave way to ring kilns. Burnt lime was used to manufacture pig iron in the furnaces at the local Hochdahl Ironworks. Mining operations were intensified, culminating in the complete destruction of the Neander Valley's natural setting. Even today, lime continues to be a key constituent of countless everyday products, including paper, lipstick, paint, and toothpaste. It is also used in water refinement and in the pharmaceutical and food industries. As a result, limestone extraction is still a major industry today. The gigantic quarry north of the Neander Valley produces 300,000 tons of limestone every year. The blasting frequently causes the ground in the valley to quiver.